Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet. We go straight to the agenda. Item number one, in the minutes of the 9th of April 2026, are circulated and published on the 10th of April 2026. Can I sign the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Two apologies.
Apologies received from Councillor Hood, Leader.
Thank you very much. Agenda item three, Council question time.
There are none.
And four proposals of Cabinet members. A. Economic Development Planning Portfolio, new local plan, notice of intention to commence. Councillor Beaton.
Thank you, Leader. Local plan, at last. Leader, Cabinet, finally, can we start? Tonight I'm asking you to approve consultations for our local plan and the timetable that follows. Early consultation is absolutely key to the new approach to this, and I propose we agree to launch this within the next few weeks, as well as to approve the other recommendations for our activities and delegation. This includes making any minor and factual amendments to the booklets that we've attached here as deemed necessary prior to formal publication, as per paragraph 2.4. Now, a local plan sets the vision for our communities for the next 20 years, but more than that. Our decisions will impact the landscape for much longer, and we must consult with our residents and key stakeholders early enough to allow for real decisions to be meaningful. The new process is a very big change from what went on before. The previous preferred options, published in 2022, resulted in an extremely large amount of, let's say, helpful contributions towards during consultation, and that was unable to proceed as it was. This new process pushes for the need for proper, deep, and quality evidence much earlier, and this is what the team have been doing since I announced the decision to restart the process in March 2025. Last autumn, I worked with the MP for Stafford, Lee Ingham, to seek ministerial support to make all this faster. We secured extra government funding to get this evidence more quickly, and reports produced in time to enable us today to approve this report and the revised timeline. My thanks to Lee for her support on this. The local plan is the key way we give our residents choice about development and preservation. Getting this done faster is vital and is very welcome. The whole borough benefits from this. The first consultation is called rather sensibly scoping the issues and early participation. This makes sure we have the issues laid out properly. Front and centre is that we recognise there is a climate emergency and need our local plan to reflect this. Secondly, we have unique places and landscapes we need to protect. Then we have issues and themes around quality of life, affordable homes, traffic and transport, economic prosperity and the vital infrastructure that makes all this work. We're asking you all, residents, to help make sure that we have all of these issues right, so that we can be sure our vision for Stafford in 20 years' time is clear. The second consultation is around our communication and engagement strategy. It's absolutely vital to our residents and communities. This is your say. I strongly encourage all residents to look out for this, as we want to hear from you, as well as the dozens of other bodies that are listed on pages 31 to 33 of this report. We need to hear from you, and this document says when, where, and how we'll do that. Is it right? We are committing to user-friendly policy documents. Particularly, we want to hear from groups who may normally not have their voice heard. This is the key way your views can be heard. Please get involved. Tell us how we need to get you involved. We are here to listen. The third is the sustainability appraisal. Now, warning, this document's enormous. It's 60 pages long. The appraisal includes a natural world, such as biodiversity, landscape, soil quality, water, wildlife, and so on. It also covers human aspects, health, welfare, air quality, cultural heritage, architecture, and the way we measure these things. Then it needs to tie all these together and not treat them as separate silos or tick boxes. And it needs to consider forecasts, climate change being the biggest and most important of these. Do not underestimate the importance of this report. We have to get this right, and by consulting on it, we aim to give our local plan a firm foundation of evidence that allows solid decisions to be made that cannot be reasonably challenged. I ask all consultees to help us get this right. As part of today's decision making, we're also formally agreeing to publish our notice of intent to proceed to the so-called Gateway 1 this autumn. We then have 30 months to complete the process. I want to take the time to thank the entire team and leadership within the council that brought us here. There's plenty of work to do, but we wouldn't be here now without the hard work and attention, both to detail and to our cabinet's vision, that this team demonstrates every day. Now, think of this as trying to start a duck race. Today is the starting pistol of that race, and it's something I've been pushing for urgently for 3 whole years. But it's been quite a ride, trying to line up every duck at the starting line. As soon as we get something ready, some other event could get in the way, like a former Prime Minister deciding to ruin his suit in the rain one notable evening. Then we jostle back to being ready, and we get new targets. Then some new guideline comes out, a ministerial statement, and we fall back again. But we get extra funding, more staff, and now we can catch up again. We've now got all our ducks in a row. Evidence, government targets, guidelines, brownfield sites identified and so on, and can now start the duck race. From here on, everything depends on residents and other groups. Take these consultations seriously and help us choose which duck goes where, when and how. Cabinet, please approve this report so we can start the race.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Any comments? Councillor Kenny.
Yeah, I'd just like to note that once again, the hard work that the team put in for the local plan, and also the applications that they put in for the extra funding that was announced when government changes to the local plan instead.
Thank you for that, Councillor Kenny. And I agree with your comments. Anybody else? Okay, thank you. Accept the recommendations of the report.
Aye.
We'll move on. 4B, resources portfolio, that's the review of the revenues and benefits service debt collection process. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The revenues and benefits task and finish group was established by the resources scrutiny committee to review the debt collection process of the revenues and benefits service. The group performed their scrutiny function and reported to the Resources Scrutiny Committee at their meeting on 24th March, agreeing to the recommendations made in Section 2 of the report. The remit of the Task and Finish Group is shown in paragraph 2.6. The creation of the group coincided with Cabinet approval of £175,000 of additional money to the review team to review old debts and to identify those which were recoverable. The Council's share of the revenues recovered has significantly exceeded the costs of that project, and members felt that the project should continue. Further details are contained in sections 5.4 and 5.5. Members were of the view that no significant changes were needed to the billing, collection and recovery policy, which can be found in Appendix 1, which was last updated in 2023. Although if there were to be any changes in legislation, officers would revise our practices immediately and bring a revised policy to Cabinet. Legislation is awaited, and government intentions concerning recovery and enforcement issues are shown in paragraph 5.2.1. The write-off process was also discussed with members of the Task and Finish Group, and no change was proposed to the policy outlined in paragraph 5.3.1. The issue of the relatively low numbers of council tax and business ratepayers who choose to receive their bills by email was also considered. This method of payment has been offered for some years. A, to reduce postage bills, and B, to reduce complaints to our service about Royal Mail's delivery times. At the end of February 2026, the e-billing take-up was 22% for council tax and 46% for business rates. The service will seek to increase these percentages with an e-billing campaign, which actually began in January, and recipients of paper bills have also been encouraged to go digital by an enclosure with the 2026 annual bills. Officers are also testing the use of SMS / text messaging to contact those residents with mobile phones with a view to implementation in the coming year. it's anticipated that this will reduce the number of formal reminders issued, thus reducing costs. Finally, Leader, I should like to express my thanks to Rob Wolfe, the head of the Revenues and Benefits section, and to all the team who helped members to understand the work of the section and produced the detailed report. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anyone any comments? Okay, everyone happy with the recommendation in the report?
Great.
Thank you very much. And that concludes our meeting tonight. Thank you very much for attending.